geez, you have never seen a country make a bigger hash of a simple vote. When it comes to same-sex marriage and working out any new laws, Australia is in a league of its own. The government went to the polls with the promise of a referendum, or what they call a plebiscite. That law didn't get through the Senate, so they're going to try it again. If that fails, which it will, they will then try a non-binding postal vote. Malcolm Turnbull, whose leadership is in a pile of trouble over all of this, of course, says he's sticking with his election promise.
That we would not facilitate the introduction of a bill to legalise same-sex marriage until the Australian people had had their say. And we made a commitment to give all Australians a say on the matter of same-sex marriage.
Attorney General George Brandis thinks gay marriage by Christmas.
My prediction is that in the plebiscite, whichever of the two forms it takes, more people will vote yes than no. And the Prime Minister has said that in the event that there is a yes vote in the plebiscite, he will facilitate a parliamentary vote on a bill to reform the Marriage Act before Christmas.
Well, founder of advocacy group Just Equal in Australia, Ivan Hinton Teo, is with us. Ivan, good morning to you.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Looks a mess from here. Does it feel a mess in the middle of it?
Look, this is just so embarrassing. You guys did such a good job in achieving marriage equality, and we are really dragging the chain on this.
So does the vote solve it, as Brandis right? Once people come back, I mean, you'll have a turnout problem, of course, but say they in favour of it and you go to a sort of a confidence vote in the parliament, does that sort it by Christmas, do you think?
Well, it's just so, we're so unsure because the way in which the government's talking about the way in which they'd move forward, even if we went through the process of having this this really odd new mechanism that we've never had before. We're not sure what bill they're talking about proposing, and we know that opponents of marriage equality, regardless of the fact that we're about to spend $122 million on this postal vote idea, we know that they're going to ignore the result. We're actually going to the first thing they're going to do is try and get this plebiscite up, which has already been knocked on the head in the Senate. We've spent the entire week at Parliament House. We're confident that the Senate's going to knock it down again, and then they're going to move forward on this postal vote idea, which we don't think they have the constitutional authority to do. So we'll actually challenge that in the High
Well,
Court.
Well, yeah, but here's your problem. I mean, as much as you may want it through and as much as everyone may want to push it through, numbers and numbers and numbers, and if they haven't got the Senate numbers, they haven't got the Senate numbers, have they?
They don't. But that's for the plebiscite. And then the postal vote, they actually don't need the authority of government, they say. But we actually don't think they've got the authority to spend it without legislative authority. So we'll kill this. It's a weird mechanism. Everything that we, the way in which we process laws in Australia isn't through this sort of weird direct democracy by a postal vote. It's by asking our democratic representatives to represent us in Parliament and to have a vote on these laws. There's nothing stopping this government from actually achieving marriage equality tomorrow.
Apart from the fact, of course, they argued that they would go to the people in the first place and put it through, and hence you've got the Senate problem. I get it. So we'll see what happens, I guess, in the postal vote if it goes ahead. Ivan, appreciate your time very much. Ivan Hinton Teo, the founder of Just Equal out of Australia.